So Scary Japan is finally happening. I'm kind of gravitating between I want to go, really go now, and oh god, oh crap, I'm going to Japan. I'm not quite sure. It seems to be jumping between every 5 seconds. It's very irritating. But I feel a lot better now I've sorted the phone. I feel a lot better now that I've sorted out where I'm going to be meeting the group. I feel a heck of a lot better now everything's paid. And I've kind of sort of made a decision about the money side of things, but I'm not quite 110% sure. I'm just gently wavering, shall we say, until I actually go into the bank later this week and do the actual give me money, please. But yeah, it's kind of like, wow. And I am excited, and well, there's all this stuff I want to do, and I can see myself doing it, but I can't see myself doing it. And I'm determined this year. Normally when I go away, I give myself a 24-hour period of amnesty where I am allowed to A, freak out, B, cry a lot, C, call home in floods of tears, and D, hide in my room. And I'm not going to do that this time, because I was really annoyed when I went to San Diego. I was jet lagged, I felt shit. And I was just like, I want to go home. But I don't think I'm going to be like that in Japan. I'm certainly going to be shell-shocked. I'm certainly going to be confused. I'm certainly going to be jet-lagged. But, well, it's Japan. I've been wanting to go there since I was like 18. You know, that's over a decade. And it seems such a shame to waste it. Especially as well, ramen and anime and seeing Eri and seeing Kyoto and all this other stuff and shrines and temples and the food and the Ghibli Museum, and actually that's one thing that really, and lovely onsen, and okay, I'm a gaijin, okay, I'm visually impaired, okay, I'm overweight that I'm not going to fit in yukata comfortably. I can get around most of these things, you know, it's not the be all and end all. You know, it's just things I'm going to cope with, but it's just like, it's coming to fruition now, and it's just waiting. And I hate waiting. I'm not a patient person. It's the reason why I became a journalist, so I could get things earlier than everyone else and do things that other people can't. And, well, I'll still get a kick out of that. That's for another boo. It's just like, you know, stuff I want to do, and I don't want anything to stop me doing it. And I'm sorry if that was not a train. I am, well, that was Adrian. but yeah, I'm pleasantly happy with everything, and I'm pleased that we've sorted out somewhere to stay before I go to actually fly. I managed to get a 19 quid room at Travel Inn, or Travel Lodge, or one of the two. Yeah, Travel Lodge, that's it. You know, so that I don't have to worry about oversleeping and going, you know, oh shit, the plane's in like 2 hours. Excuse me. It's all coming to fruition. I've just got to be patient and wait and blog more. Awesome.